This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Just like this, just like this. Radio program that appears here, there, and everywhere. Actually, there are podcasts on Blog Talk Radio and TuneIn Radio and Radio America and DougStephan.com and GCN.com and CRNDigital.com. We're everywhere, and it's nice to be everywhere because more and more people can hear what it is that we're talking about. What do we have to say on the DJV experience? Well, we'll find out. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. We'll have the television report in a few moments. Right now, though, going across the board, I was looking at one of my daily informational sources, and it was a focus on how people are treated, and how there's been a sort of theme running through the program today about how you get the best out of people. How do you spark the best? How do you get people? When you're talking about paid and unpaid internships, and talking about fear-based thinking, and, you know, you work for somebody because you can't find a better job, or you go to work scared, I'm afraid if I don't do it this way, he'll fire me, that kind of stuff. Well, think about the plight of the doctor known as Toxic Tush. Here's a woman.
I've known a few of those Toxic Tushes.
Yes. Who is yesterday sentenced to 10 years behind bars. This is a plastic surgeon named O'Neill Ron Morris. This is how the practice, I'm looking at a picture of this woman. He used all kinds of illegal methods to enhance women's bodies, including super glue and fix a flat tire sealant to enlarge women's backsides. And in the process, Shatara Newby, 31 years of age, died after getting 10 injections of super glue and fix-a-flat tire sealant in her butt. She paid $2,000 a visit to this clown for these procedures. Story in the Miami Sun Sentinel today. At least Morris isn't going to be working anymore. Not a licensed doctor. Combined silicone, mineral oil, fix-a-flat tire sealant, and liquid cement and super glue to give women shapelier backsides. Now, it's interesting because this person, who is apparently a transgender person, has nothing to do with anything. I don't even know why I tell you that, but that's how she's identified in the story. She's been in jail already once for related charges. Did the same thing before. Went to jail, got out, set up shop again, did the same thing again. This time she killed somebody. So she got a year before for doing plastic surgery without a license and using basically the same tools. But nobody died. They just had, can you imagine sticking that stuff anywhere in your body and your body not rejecting it? That's what it's all about, rejecting, and what your body is telling you, your immune system or whatever it is. So she used to tell the women that would come in and see her that she was using the best products, A1 products, and you'll never look the same again. Yeah, especially if you're in a casket, you won't look the same again.
Jeez.
So $2,000 for every office visit, and that's what she put. I don't even begin to understand how people have the imagination to do something like this. Where would you come up with?
It sounds like she just walked through her garage and said, all right, what do I have laying around that I can inject into someone?
And you should see the butt on one of these women. Oh. My God, it looks awful.
Can you imagine what that feels like?
Oh. Horror show. Good Lord. Anyway, so she's not one of my favorite people and wouldn't be one of yours. But I think I was, as I was looking through this thought process that is presented to me every day on this blog about how you get people to perform up to their potential. And I probably should have that conversation in one of our weekly meetings as to whether or not you, Jennifer, you, Victoria, you, Kara, think you're working up to your potential. Are you working? Are you performing? Are you performing at your best? Are you underperforming?
Couldn't we have that conversation with you too, Dougie?
Yes, you could. Absolutely, you could. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Jen, I don't think you're working enough, and I think you need to add another job.
It's not working enough or not. It's what you're doing with the time while you're at work, and how good you do in meeting expectations, much as anything else. And I don't know that I've ever said what I felt were my expectations of you, either of you, any of you. We kind of fit into a groove. And Victoria fit into it better than the two or three that were here before her. So
I don't think that's saying much.
Well, yeah, no, it is actually. No, they were professionals. They just didn't fit. And that's the thing. And
they didn't understand your quirkiness.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Yeah. Is it?
Might have been.
But it's having. I don't want to over-examine this, but I just think as long as we're talking about people, I think, I said this earlier, if you didn't hear me, the whole business about the people who are upset about getting rid of the EPA's regulations on certain things, I think that there's a good side to that, because now people are going to have to figure out how to do those things on their own, don't need the government for it. And I think that the government has made us all underperform in certain areas, because we begin to lean on people. We remember the old song by Bill Withers, Lean on Me? That's what, that's kind of what it felt like to me. Oh, that reminds me. I asked you earlier on to come up with a singer and a song, all three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. If you could pick one artist, one really good singer, and have them come by your house and sing you one of their songs, who would you pick, Jennifer, and what would the song be?
Oh, this is easy. You ready? Luke Bryan.
Very ready, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Luke Bryan's a good one. Well, I was going with NSYNC, and I would like Bye 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 on my front lawn in Sunland, please.
That's a good one. That would be great.
You want to know why? Because you get NSYNC, you get Justin Timberlake, you get Joey Fatone. It'd be fun. Are you kidding? I'd have a total party out there.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm. All right, what'd you come up with, Victoria?
Oh, man, mine's going to not be exciting
at all.
Don't
apologize for the bit before you do it. Just do it.
Well, okay, so here's my question, though. Can it be living or dead?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too.
Either okay. or. Yeah, yeah.
So, if it's a dead person, then I would absolutely have to say I'd bring Elvis back, and I'd love to see him.
Too. I was just thinking.
Oh, Elvis is a good one.
Yeah, I would love to see him.
What's the song?
You know, my favorite Elvis song is That's All Right, Mama. Yeah. So I would have him do that, like young Elvis, like young hot black leather pants Elvis.
So it's the ambiance more than the tune.
Well, no,
apparently.
No, it's both. It's both. Yeah. But I want the whole package in this dream scenario.
Okay. All right.
Hey, look, she got Justin Timberlake. All right.
Kara, who'd you get?
I feel like mine's not as exciting. I was gonna pick Jim Croce, Operator.
That's a great sound.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You are such an old woman. Oh, my God. Who's Jim Croce? Right?
You're not serious, right?
I always listen to him with my dad, and he looks a lot like my dad when he was younger with the dark curly hair and the mustache. And so it's like a very personal thing, and I love that song. It's a good song.
It's a great
song. And don't give me crap about being an old woman.
I can't name a single Jim Croce song. Obviously Jen can't either.
That's your loss.
Yeah, no, Jim Croce is fabulous.
Is he like a folk guy?
Yeah, but he's fabulous. He had 10 songs that were number one tunes. He was just a fabulous creative guy.
And he was one of those guys that died in a plane crash when he was like 30.
Yeah, he was very young when he died.
So, Jen, I want to come to your party. If I can come to Elvis' party, then we can swap for sure.
Doug can come to my party.
I'd come to all those parties.
Well, Doug, who's your
We'll be doing
then.
Tequila at our party,
right,
Victoria. They'll be
with JT.
And
right.
Nice.
So, Doug, who's your pick?
I'd pick, for an individual, I would pick Elvis, for sure.
What song?
It would be Teddy Bear.
Oh, jeez, that's so cheesy. You're bringing Elvis back from the dead and you wanted to sing Teddy Bear? Yeah,
it's Croce's opening act. What do you expect?
Or Don't Be Cruel, one of those two.
Okay.
And if I could bring a group over, it would be Justin Hayward and the Moody Blues.
Bieber?
No, not
Justin Bieber.
Justin Hayward, the Moody Blues.
Can you imagine if he like Doug like dials the universe the wrong way and Bieber shows up?
I know, man. Yeah. Or he sneezes. Justin.
I bring him to the fire and give him a shovel. All right, television report up next here with DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
All right, so Ken Burns is at it again. The fellow that's done all those great PBS documentaries is doing one on Muhammad Ali. That'll be fascinating. I've never been fascinated. Muhammad Ali never has done anything for me. I may be one of the few people in this country who has little or no interest in him, but so many people do that this documentary will, I'm sure, get a lot of attention. He died last summer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Last June, I think, right?
Air the film in 2021. Take a couple of years to put it all together. There certainly is a character there and a story to tell, that's for sure. He converted to Islam, and I remember that the people, it was very hard for people who were big fight fans to equate his refusal to join the army during the Vietnam era. There were people who would go to his boxing matches and then yell and scream at him and tell him to go back to the Middle East or whatever because he converted to Islam. The kind of stuff was crazy. But anyway, an interesting character. It'll be interesting to see how that comes out. All right, so what do we have tonight, Jen Jen?
Ooh, tonight, Dougie, lots of good stuff. Modern Family is doing something kind of interesting. They're following what exactly happens in 5 minutes with each of the factions of the Pritchett-Dunphy-Tucker clan. So it's very important 5 minutes for Cam and Mitch and 5 minutes for Phil and Claire. That's kind of a fun idea. Blind Spot is brand new tonight on NBC at 8. PBS, if you're into this, maybe Carrie, that you might want to set your DVR. Nature at 8 p.m. on PBS. The focus is California's Yosemite Valley. You can get a glass of milk, Metamucil, and turn on some Croce and watch California's Yosemite Valley.
I'm going to stick up for you, Kara. You don't have anything to worry about. I'm going to take care of you. Listen to this.
There's a brand new comedy on ABC tonight. Jenna Elfman returns to television in primetime, and she plays a independent career woman whose life is turned upside down when she meets the love of her life. But that triggers her imaginary friend from childhood to come back into the picture. That's Imaginary Mary on ABC at 8:30.
Give me Designated Survivor at 10 for one, please. 21 after the hour.
You can have that, Designated Survivor.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
See what's going on in the music news department here. That's what we set aside this time for every hour. There's always some music with the story about the artist or groups. And here's a Bob Dylan tune in the background to highlight the really big, huge archive that has been put up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The research project is aimed at getting people to come in to the, is it Helmerich Center? I think it is, for American Research, at the Gilchrist Museum in Tulsa. Submit an application to the librarian. It's a list of relevant items for the archives online. The effort to find more Bob Dylan material, I think that's what they're looking for. They are accepting design proposals for the center to see who, you know, they're going to have a contest to see which architectural firm will come up with a design, and they're going to spend, what, $15-20 million on building this building as a museum?
I don't know how much they're going to spend, but the University of Tulsa already spent $15 to $20 million on buying the Dylan Archive. Last year.
Why did they? What did they? Why would they want that at the University of Tulsa?
I don't know.
Good question.
I mean, it has 6,000 artifacts. I mean, I love Bob Dylan, so.
So what, that school has that kind of money?
Apparently.
That's a unless they've got an endowment that they use, that's a public school. University of Tulsa is a publicly funded school.
Well, there's a foundation that works with them that I think they bought everything together. Like it was a joint thing.
Huh.
I mean, it's a destination now, you know, for anyone, any musical scholar doing research on, and Dylan comes up on in all fronts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an asset, and if you want to study musicology, you know, you want to think now about the University of Tulsa.
Douglas Brinkley, who's the historian, is working on a new book about Dylan. And the output that he's really, Dylan has been very prolific over his life, very prolific, writing. We all get a kick out of listening to his singing, but he got a lot of black influence in the way he's put things together over the years, African music, that kind of stuff. So, and that's part of the book that his professor at Tulsa University, University of Tulsa, is putting together. What's this song?
This is not Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I'm glad I was just listening to it, too, and I was like, this sounds like
that?
Someone else. All right.
All right, we got a story about Charlie Watts. Let's focus on him for a little bit. Wants to release a new live album, The Stones. That's the best. I've said this 100 times. You got to start at the beginning, though. We got to listen to it. This is the best, as a former disc jockey, the best introduction to any rock song that was ever recorded. Listen. Practice it. All is hard. Best. So Charlie Watts meets the Danish Radio Big Band. That's the name of the album?
Yep.
Standards, Originals, and Rolling Stone Covers arrives April 21st at a store near you. Or can you download this? Where is this going to be available?
Oh, this will all be digital, for sure.
All digital, yeah. The Danish Radio Big Band recorded this LP back in 2010. At a concert hall in Denmark, after 4 days of rehearsals, the album has a bossa nova take on Satisfaction. Huh? How are you going to do the bossa nova to Satisfaction?
I don't know what bossa nova sounds like. What does that mean? I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it means.
Blame it on the bossa nova. That's what it sounds like. It's fake.
Well, Paint It Black is also on there. That's one of my favorite Stone songs.
I
can
do that.
So it'll be interesting.
Paint it on the bossa nova. Paint it in a bright. No, it doesn't. Anyway, Charlie's just able to take nourishment, I think. This is another fabulous intro. Crank this up.
You want the song or the intro?
The intro. That's okay. You got the gist. All right, so that'll be something to look forward to, though. When it comes out, we'll play a couple of cuts, see how they sound. Charlie Watts at 28 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
A new book gives those of us living in the American heartland reason to reflect on that lifestyle. You'll meet the author today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Zachary Michael Jack has become known in the literary community for portraying rural life. His latest book is Wish You Were Here, Love and Longing in an American Heartland.
I want any reader to use it as an occasion to think back on all the remarkable series of events that have allowed their families to survive and thrive and continue to make a home in the rural places that they do. Because when you think about how hard historically a rural life has been, you know, just how hard it is to keep a farm or keep a ranch, how to keep anything, it's so hard, the odds are so long, and the fact that so many families have done it well, done it with a real sense of moral purpose and principle and pride, that's something that is still, to me, stunning.
Jack's book is filled with observations about the ways urbanites look at rural America and how rurals feel about themselves.
If people can pick up the book, and even though their community might not be thriving like the nearest big suburb, that it's endured and it's survived, and it may well endure and survive well beyond those boom-bust suburbs.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife,
It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
About 34 at the hour now. Now I said now. Four times. Now. It's now time for more conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. Bodies in the news. Victoria?
Yes.
The body of former President James Polk, one of the least known and one of the worst presidents in the history of our country, is being moved for the fourth time.
That's not what I thought you were going to say when you said bodies in the news. Really? This is literally a dead body in
this
the news.
This is literally not much of the body left, I'm going to guess, after all this time.
What year was he? Was he?
1940. He left the office in 1949.
Oh.
Was the 11th president of the country. Died of cholera.
Really?
And in an effort to keep the disease from spreading, his body was buried in a mass grave in Nashville with other people who had cholera.
Wow.
And then a year later, his relatives moved his body onto the grounds of the Polk Place home in accordance with his wishes. He was there till 1893, and then the descendants sold the land, so his body was moved again onto the grounds of the Tennessee State Capitol in Nashville. His wife's buried there. Now, there are people calling for the grave to be relocated in the ground of the Polk Home and Museum in Columbia, Tennessee. One of his descendants isn't happy about that. They have to pay $28 a head to see him at the new place, and that's disrespectful, so says his relative. and moving his body for the fourth time seems excessive. But if you didn't know this, President Lincoln's coffin has been moved 17 times.
This is going to be a dumb question, but where is Lincoln buried?
Lincoln's buried in Lincoln's tomb. Like Grant, where's Grant buried? Grant's tomb.
Right. I'm assuming in
Lincoln is,
Illinois?
I believe, buried in Illinois. They didn't start doing the museums, or they call them libraries, right? Presidential
right.
libraries. I stand to be corrected, but I think the first one to have that was FDR.
Oh.
It may have been Eisenhower. As I said, I may stand to be corrected. I know the Eisenhower Museum is in Gettysburg, and it's a fabulous place. One year during President's Week, Victoria, I did a round trip. I went to a different presidential library to do the program every day.
Oh, cool.
I started out in Abilene, Kansas at Eisenhower's library. And then the next day, I went to Ford's library in Michigan. And then I went to Nixon's library in California. And then I went to Bush's library in Houston. And then I went to Jimmy Carter's library in Atlanta.
Who has the best library?
Well, I think it depends on what you mean by best. The one I found, the smallest one was the Eisenhower Museum, but it captured the flavor of my youth, so it meant a lot
mm-hmm.
to me.
Right.
I thought the Gerry Ford Museum in Michigan, for the fact that he'd only been president for about 3.5 years, it meant something to me. I didn't get anything out of the Bush Museum in Houston. It was way too modern, and I didn't feel anything going there. It was meeting Jimmy Carter was the only one of all of the presidents that I actually met in the library, and I think that meant a lot to me. What was the other one that I went to? I said, the Nixon Library. The Nixon Library was fascinating in that there were protesters outside. I mean, the guy had been dead for how many years? And they had this group of people in California. California has more nuts per square mile than any place else on the planet. Just people are crazy. They have a, not a professional, but they have a contingent of people who have been protesting outside of the library since Nixon died, which was... It was Bill Clinton who delivered the eulogy. So it was 1992 or 3, maybe 94, somewhere in there when Nixon died. So for 20 years, they've had people posted outside the library protesting him and what his presidency meant. I can just imagine what they'll do after Trump croaks. my God, people are so funny. Anyway, we're off on a tangent because I was going to talk about bodies. And the other body, the living body I want to talk about is Russell Crowe's. He's taking a ribbing for some photos. If you saw the last movie he was in with Ryan Gosling, I think it was called Nice Guys, he was very heavy.
Yeah, I just watched that movie a couple days ago.
Yeah, very heavy. I remember him when he was Gladiator. He was really built and fit the role, but now he's got no. But he got big for that role and has stayed big. So apparently he has been criticized by people who don't have much to do with their lives. A lot of Twitter back and forth about his one tweet, a moment of silence for Russell Crowe's hot bod, and it was obviously facetious because of how heavy he is. Let's see, he came back, though. Howard Stern also took a shot at his weight, and Russell Crowe said, "I can bench press Howard. He can't say the same about me." Anyway, there was a lot of support for Russell Crowe. Jill writes, "I prefer your body on a man any day of the week." Let's see here. Amy writes, "I know it's cliche, but haters gonna hate you. Your villagers love you." Jocelyn writes, "We treat you like chocolate. The more, the better."
Obviously, you want people, and especially, you know, actors that you like, you want them to be healthy and stay alive. But I just think it's so funny when people get so concerned about other people's weight.
I feel sorry for people who tear these people apart for what they look like. you know, people who say that Ronda Rousey is not feminine. In very many ways, she's very feminine.
You know, Simone Biles, who she's on Dancing with the Stars now, and she's the gold medal Olympic gymnast, she gets crap from people for not being feminine or for having a weird body. I mean, she's so muscular because she's won Olympic medals and she's the best at what she does. It's just crazy to me
Right, that's it. That's the whole thing.
People can watch her in the Olympics and cheer for her and be excited that she's getting gold medals, but
then take a shot at her.
I mean, you can't have both.
Yeah. So. Well, you can if you're not too smart.
Yeah.
You don't see it, but it's just, it really is amazing how people are so small-minded. Look at your own body. Look in the mirror and take care of yourself. Maybe that's the best advice. Speaking of advice, in a moment, we're going to try to help you. If you have credit problems like 75 million other Americans, I have some tips for you on how to create a new scenario. And perhaps if you're thinking about my accountant was telling me this yesterday, and this is what made me think about it. A lot of people are declaring bankruptcy to get themselves out of. They're carrying huge amounts of debt, credit cards, that kind of thing, and it's not necessary. There are ways around it that won't kill your credit forever. You declare bankruptcy, you'll never get another credit card. You won't get one for a long, long time. And if you do get one, they'll charge you for everything. So, is there a way out of that?
I think people think declaring personal bankruptcy is a way out, but there's so many other ramifications to it.
Yeah. Well, the idea here is to be of service. So let's take a shot at that in a moment here. The DJV Experience at 43 past the hour.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 45 past the hour. Actually, Victoria didn't have a chance to weigh in before I get to some of these credit suggestions, how to fix your credit, etc. You didn't weigh in on the body shaming conversation.
Oh, it's so prevalent.
Well, but who are these people? When you get right down to it, there's a thing about the tolerance or the lack of tolerance that we have in our society for people who are different. And frankly, I've felt it all my life because I've been different all my life. My body hasn't been different, but I have approached life differently than most people. And for that, I am shunned by some. And in the circumstance we find ourselves in with just looking at somebody's body, it's a facade. It's the outside. You know, there are a lot of people who why don't we pay this much attention to people who are murderers or the illegal immigrants? Where is the shame brought on them or people who do things that are anti-purposeful, anti-societal, anti-theoretical, whatever the word is? What is there about the superficiality? That's the word I was looking for.
Yep.
This is complete superficiality. So what's going on in your life? You've got nothing better to do than to look at somebody and say, oh, look at that person. Yeah, he's overweight.
I think everybody just spends too much time shaming other people. It's not healthy for you.
No, it's not healthy.
It just makes you feel bad about yourself
if
you're so negative about other people.
Well, and I mean, we talked yesterday about how many hours people spend online now during a given day or on a device. And that's part of the problem because you're on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and you see a picture of a celebrity and it's just so easy. They don't feel like a real person. So it's just so easy to just look at a picture and then make a negative comment. And then it just keeps going from there. It's horrible.
Yeah, not good, not healthy, not American, actually. So one of the things that is American is going into debt. We pride ourselves in America by being more in debt than any other nation on the planet. There are unsecured loans to banks through credit cards at any one point in time between $500 billion and $1.5 trillion. How about that? The American Bankers Association says that 3% of the people who have credit cards there absolutely is no way they're ever going to pay them off. Ever. And so they write off about $25 billion a year in credit debt that isn't paid off. And some people, as I say, they think they have medical debt or they have the credit card debt, they ought to declare bankruptcy. No. There are several methods you can use to dig out of debt. I'm not Dave Ramsey, but I've listened to some of his stuff. I mean, he's pretty much the same all day, every day. Cut up your credit cards and don't borrow money. Okay. That's good advice. That's wonderful advice. If you can find in your area a nonprofit credit counseling service or a good lawyer who specializes in these things, sometimes you'll find credit repair to be, it'll cost you some money. It'll be a fee-based service, but I've found that these people, I mean, I've had these problems over the years and have been fortunate in having people counsel me to help me out of these sorts of problems. When I was first married, I bought a house. I didn't know how I was going to pay for it and almost didn't get paid for. You go back to when you decide to do things. This is in the 70s and the 80s when I was in the bus business. Oh, my God. What sort of financial holes did I have? And somebody said, well, how about you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 11 or Chapter 13? And I never wanted to make, I don't know, it was my pride. I don't know what it was, but I just kept working at it and finding people on my own at that time. But there's a new solution in this discussion. People who say stay away from personal bankruptcy. You don't. I guess I'm advising you to stay away from it because you don't win. Nobody wins except the attorney. The advice is to find somebody to help you that you know, like a good attorney. But the other side of it is that if you have them engage you, like a bankruptcy or they chase around the credit companies, they're going to take a piece of the action and charge you by the hour. So to regain a financial foothold, the best thing to do is find somebody that can put all of your stuff or figure it out on your own, put yourself in order, and stop spending the money. That's nothing but common sense. But don't go to somebody that you don't know to ask for help. You got to find somebody that you actually can trust, and you find that through friends and whomever. But don't declare bankruptcy. That's a bad move. 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me?
Bleach Boys. God only knows. One of the many fabulous songs featured in Love Actually, which is in the process of being revived, sequel, whatever they want to call it. And it'll be something that I'll look forward to personally, because I thought the first movie, it really is amazing when you look back at how long ago that was done. It's like 14, 15 years old, I think. Isn't it, Victoria?
It is, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
And, yeah, 2003.
Yeah. And it just, every time you see it, it's one of those, there are six or seven movies in my wheelhouse that I can watch over and over again. Hunt for a Red October is one of them. True Grit is another one. Do you have movies that you can see, watch over and over again every time you see them? It's not easy for me because I don't sit still often for things that are repetitive. But there's something about some of these movies, and Love Actually is another one. Just, you see it and you just want more. You want the next, okay, I remember that. Let's go to the next scene. You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rewarding.
I always feel like it's officially the holiday season starting when Love Actually comes on TV.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No Chucker today. He's busy shoveling snow outside the theater there in Stroudsburg. So we'll have some movie news, though, for you from our wheelhouse, if you will, in a moment, 55 past the hour.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face, because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
All right, 57 past the hour here. Movie Moments with Victoria and Doug. All right, so the disappointment from my corner with regard to Love Actually is that it isn't going to be a full-length motion picture, which it ought to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be inserted into some other show. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the UK has their Red Nose Day / Comic Relief charity, and right. So this little mini reunion was 12 minutes long that had most of the original cast of Love Actually. They got together and they had like a little mini reunion. That aired on Friday in the UK, and now the US version, they've just announced Laura Linney is going to bring back her character Sarah. She's going to be filming in April, and that's going to air on May 25th on NBC, and that's the Red Nose Day for the U.S. version.
If I went to YouTube now, could I find what was aired last week?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, so I want to watch that and see what it's about. But I think we ought to encourage, however we do that, encourage them to produce another full-length film that was just as good, the feel-good, the fabulous feel-good that came or comes from watching that movie is something that needs to be recirculated. All right, speaking of that, some people will find this to be good news, and others will say, not again. You remember the Oscar-winning documentary An Inconvenient Truth from Al Gore?
Yeah.
Okay. So now he has finished another documentary called An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. And it was presented yesterday to reviewers for the first time. The trailer will be out this weekend, and it will hit the theaters at the end of June. So there's a lot of footage of Al Gore. This is really a very interesting reality because yesterday, Trump's climate change announcement on the same day that this movie was announced. Now you can imagine where that is going to go. And I just find it, I've always thought Al Gore is an interesting character. Whether I agree with him or not is a different thing. Just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean not an interesting character. And so we'll see.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.